Sarah.
I've got a story now which is a bit of a worrying story about drought in the Amazon. Back in 2005, the Amazon rainforest suffered quite a catastrophic drought, which was billed as a once-in-a-century event. And droughts like this are caused by increased sea surface temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean. But now a team led by Simon Lewis from the University of Leeds have analysed data from another drought, which was in 2010, and they've concluded that this was in fact even more serious than this once-in-a-century event, and that successive droughts like this could start causing massive global problems. They found that 57% of the Amazon region had low rainfall in 2010 compared to 37% in 2005, and also that the water stress on the trees was more severe. And they worked this out using a measure of drought severity called the maximum climatological water deficit. And this actually correlates really well with how likely trees are to die from drought. And they estimated that about 3.2 million kilometres squared of forest in 2010 would have suffered a level of drought enough to cause significant tree death, compared to 2.5 kilometres squared in 2005. So, why is this important? Well, the Amazon acts like a giant carbon sink. It takes in a lot of CO2 from the atmosphere and locks it up in plant matter. And this has helped to act like a buffer against all of the CO2 that we've been pumping out into the atmosphere. But if droughts like the 2005 and 2010 events keep happening, and they will if sea surface temperatures continue to rise, which they have been for the last few years, more trees will either be suffering or will in fact die. And this means that not only will they stop taking in CO2, but they'll actually start to release more of it as a result of being broken down by microbes and that sort of thing. And another effect of increasing temperatures, combined with the fact that you'll have a build-up of dead plant matter, is an increase in the likelihood of forest fires, which is another big source of CO2 as well. So the researchers suggested that this actually could become a positive feedback cycle. So you have increasing temperatures, more trees die, so less take-up of CO2, greater release of CO2, which in turn feeds back into the cycle of increasing the sea surface temperatures again, making the whole thing worse. So it just gets worse and worse and could have really catastrophic effects.
It's a worry, isn't it? Because the Amazon, of course, is locking away billions of tonnes of carbon dioxide every year. And it's paradoxical to think that raised sea temperatures, which actually make more hurricanes and more rainfall in North America, rob water from South America and then make that happen in the Amazon. Certainly worrying news.